Well, it's part of a conspiracy. We arrested an individual the other day connected to this plot regarding an IED blown up over the bridge. Now, this is the second co-conspirator. There's another one that we possibly think is out there as well. This is kind of the new phenomenon over the internet. The terrorists now have a new generation are adapting to the internet to not only recruit, train, teach how to make, in this case, pressure cooker bombs, but also give directives over Twitter accounts to thousands of Americans who are already here in the United States. When I talk to Homeland and FBI officials, as I did this morning, they consider this internet terrorism gone viral to be now one of the biggest threats to the homeland.
And tell us more about the dark space of the internet, which you were briefed on earlier today, the way that people are able to communicate with each other on the internet in places that law enforcement doesn't know about or can't get to. What exactly is the challenge here?
Well, the challenge is that we know the terrorists out of ISIS are now communicating with potential terrorists in the United States over the internet in a dark space, in a secure comm platform that law enforcement, FBI, Homeland can't get access to, even if we had a court order, a wiretap. We still cannot see these communications, so they're operating in darkness, and it's really imperative that we fix the system to shine a light on the terrorists and their communications. Otherwise, I think Americans are very vulnerable today with these communications going on in dark space. That is a great challenge right now. We've been very fortunate, Jake, to stop the Garland attacks, to stop this guy in Arizona, aspirational goals against the Super Bowl, Boston with a police officer, and now just most recently in New York. But I believe as we approach the 4th of July, we're probably going to see a lot more of these attacks, small scale, ramping up.
Congressman, how many Islamic extremists or suspected extremists do you think the FBI and other law enforcement agencies are tracking right now? Dozens? Hundreds? Is it actually different than it's been since 9/11?
It's very different. Core al-Qaeda had very spectacular attacks, very long-term range attacks. ISIS is very high volume over the internet, trying to activate people in the United States, small-scale attacks. We also have the foreign fighters, hundreds of Americans have traveled to the region. Many have come back. And we have about 30,000 foreign fighters, 5,000 Western passports. So that's a concern from the foreign fighter standpoint. But this new phenomenon, this new threat of terrorism, Jake, is what I think has really got officials worried the most because, you know, with a Twitter account, you know, I know I got five teenagers, you can activate thousands of people on these Twitter accounts, and that's precisely what they've done. They have thousands of followers already here in the United States, and there are calls to arms going out from Syria to the United States to activate and attack military installations, you know, attack police officers, and in this case, the bridge in New York. Very, very dangerous.
All right, Congressman Michael McCaul, thank you. Appreciate it.